Spring in Juneau. The snow is gone, crocuses are up, the grass is beginning to green, and it's covered with a winter's worth of litter. If you head to a local park or trail, you're sure to find other dregs of winter.
I counted 108 piles of dog poop.
Julie Coghill had just taken a walk on the Airport Dyke Trail before she came to last week's Juneau Assembly meeting with others, complaining about unleashed dogs that harass people, wildlife, and their owners who don't pick up after them.
Dog waste is raw sewage.
Carla Hart was a member of the 2003 CBJ Dog Task Force that addressed growing concerns about off-leash dogs and mounds of fecal matter.
Voluntary compliance was to be the answer. I think that the proof is that voluntary compliance hasn't been enough.
Matt Musselwhite is CBJ Director of Animal Control and Protection. He's one of three officers charged with enforcing all CBJ dog laws. He estimates that only about 25% of Juneau dogs are licensed. He says he gets more complaints this time of year, especially about dog poop, which is a problem for people, wildlife, and the wetlands.
That whole watershed, you know, wetlands area is all a very, very complex ecosystem that all that rainwater comes off those trails, carrying all that fecal matter with it and down into that system. And it's quite a bit of raw sewage that has definite impacts.
At the direction of City Manager Kim Kiefer, Parks and Landscape Superintendent George Schaff is bringing together the same groups that were part of the 2003 task force, including federal and state land managers and enforcement officers, as well as the Humane Society, Animal Control, Trail Mix, Juneau Audubon, and Grateful Dogs of Juneau. For example, the U.S. Forest Service manages the Mendenhall Campground and has enforcement officers, but do they cover canine behavior?
That's actually one of the reasons I'm looking forward to having both Animal Control and the Forest Service in the room together, you know, so they can talk to one another and see where their worlds overlap.
Schaff says the reconstituted dog task force will review current laws and enforcement problems and some of the confusion surrounding those laws. This little guy really wants off his leash, and there are lots of places he can do that. But there are still a few areas in Juneau where a physical leash is required.
It's the Auk Lake Trail, the paved portion of the Twin Lakes pathway, and also the paved portion of the Brotherhood Bridge Trail. And then there are also seasonal leash regulations for Sandy Beach and Savico Park.
9 years ago, Kiefer, then director of CBJ Parks and Recreation, was head of the dog task force. She says the main work has been done, and the new group doesn't need to rewrite Juneau dog laws. But some may need tweaking. City code requires dogs in parks be on leash or under competent voice control. Kiefer says animal control officers tell her competent voice control is hard to enforce.
So we need to look at that piece and figure out, is there a way to make sort of a checklist that works for them so that if a dog is off leash, somebody says, well, no, it's competent voice control, that there's some sort of test they can do to see if it is.
Grateful Dogs of Juneau spends a lot of time in the spring cleaning up after canines. George Udermole says Juneau is a great place to be a dog owner and a dog. He says most people are responsible, but those who aren't create problems for those who are.
We'd hate to see the community come down hard on dog owners in generally because of what this small proportion of citizens in the community are doing.
Udermole says education is the solution, whether that comes in the form of peer pressure, advertising campaigns, or a ticket from an animal control officer. Schaff says the task force will develop a public outreach campaign to educate dog owners about regulations in parks and on trails. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.